I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
We just have the duo today. Liz is sick. She's not here today.
She got to head him a dakes.
Hers.
We miss hers.
We do miss hers. Who's gonna be our moderator? Is that what she called herself?
Yeah, the moderator. The one that just listens to us rant and rave.
Yeah, no, but I like her jokes when she's on Adderall.
I know. I do too, actually. So it's going to be a little bit of a different episode. I think we're just going to bullshit about life today.
I think so. Liz, I miss you.
We miss you. Hurry up and get better.
So I guess we're just going to bullshit because we don't have our other... It's really the three blind mice.
Yeah, we went from the three amigos to the two... Whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
Dos amigos.
Dos amigos.
Dos eques. So we... Listen...
Let's start with this.
Jess is having a day.
I am having a day, but my birthday is on Friday.
Guess what she's turning?
Fuck you.
Ooh, over the hill, 40? What the fuck?
I know, I'm hitting 40. It's gross.
Why do you find it gross?
I find it gross.
Why?
Because
40 is the new... Oh, Pam told me to tell you 40 is the new 30 and you don't look a day over 32.
She's so sweet. I used to be told I don't look a day over 25.
I can't.
Oh, how the times have changed.
I don't know. She's like, tell her that's like 40s to new 30.
Yeah, I don't feel that way yet.
Yeah.
I'm dreading this birthday. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't want to celebrate it. I don't want to do anything. Like, I'm just like, like, we can hang out, but I don't want to, like, I don't want to party. I don't want any of that kind of shit.
Why? Because you deserve that. You've made 40 beautiful years on this planet. What do you mean?
Beautiful years on this planet? Yes. You mean struggling years on this planet.
Listen, struggle busting is beautiful.
Yeah.
And you do it very gracefully.
Mm. Yeah. Like, she said, hold my beer. You know what I mean? Watch.
My babe. Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, you know.
All right. So if you have one request for your birthday, I know you're like, I don't want anything, but well, I got her. Because I can't keep a surprise.
She's the worst when it comes to surprises.
It's really good. It was a really good gift.
It is a really good gift. I will give you that.
I couldn't hold it in. So, okay. Hold on. Let me ask the question first. What do you want for your birthday?
Nothing.
Like, on your birthday. Nothing. If you could have...
What do I need? Or want? I mean, realistically, like, I don't know. Like,
do you want relaxation? Do you want to sleep in? Do you want breakfast in bed?
No.
Do you want... to go to Hemingway's? What do you want to do?
Nothing really.
That's crazy. We're going to do something. You know what?
Just chill out. That's all I want to do. Like, we're going to be coming back from our mini vacation first and foremost. So we're leaving this Tuesday and we'll be back Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
Technically leaving Monday night, but
we're going,
we're going to Rock Springs in Apopka.
Let me tell you. So 2 months ago, I'm at work. And I have the news playing in the background in my little office. And I saw a news anchor go to Rock Springs. And they were doing like a little segment for summer. And I was like, oh my God, this place has a lazy river. Like, I'm a water baby. A huge water baby. Like, I have to, like, when I get into my little funks, I drive to the beach at night. You know what I mean? Right? Like, I just...
Water has always been like my serenity.
Mm-hmm. Like, and that's, we're very much alike in that. Mm-hmm. So when I don't have water, I get very depressed. Right? I need to dip
any body of water will do, but yeah. Water.
It's true. It's very true. Showers don't count.
No.
So, anyway, so I saw this segment and I was like, damn, they got lazy rivers. So then I call her immediately and I'm like, bitch, we need to go to the spring immediately. So as soon as I get done on my vacation, like, we need to plan something. She's like, all right, bet. Now, anyone who knows Jessica knows that she is the, I have to plan this, take it over, we got to do it, and it's going to be fantastic. And I love that because I literally had to just give the idea, and she said, hold on, Airbnb. So she found us how many bedrooms is it?
It is a 13-bedroom, 13-bath almost $2 million home that we're going to stay in for 3 days. Boy, we're going to be like the Clampets in that bitch. Like... They're like rolling up, you
know? Oh my god, because there's 18 of us going.
Yeah, 18 of us all total with, yeah, you know, 400 kids and then nine, yeah, adults.
100% the Clampets.
Yeah, the Clampets for sure.
The Whitakers, actually.
Okay, nope. We don't have a problem keeping it in our pants, so we don't keep it in the family. It's good that way.
It is good that way. Okay, so 13 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms.
This bitch has got a huge ass pool, a hot tub, a bocce ball, like play area outside. Yes. It's got
Like one of those, what do they call it? Like a pergola with like a couch inside of there, like, yeah, on the lawn.
Yeah, it's got lighting inside of that. It has all the beach chairs to like lay out and tan on. Like there's 8 of the chairs to lay out and tan. It's got TVs outside. It's got, even their dining room table holds 18 people.
Dude,
it's so got big. 2 ovens. Whole bunch of shit. Dude, like, I even the living room. Yeah, it's got 2 ovens. And then did you notice in the living room, like where like they have like these like neon lights around the walls, there's 2 TVs in the living room that interconnect to like play together. So it's like one big ass TV. It's like 2 75 inch TVs that are put together to make one big TV. And it's got what, pool table, an arcade game, or an arcade, like they turn the garage into a huge ass arcade. Upstairs has a pool table.
I forgot about that. I totally forgot that this place had that.
Yeah.
I thought that was the other one that we're looking at.
No. Nope, this is this one.
Oh, God.
All the rooms are like, it's cool because like now we're all the adults are taking like the white rooms, which we call them the white rooms because they're all like white blankets and like the walls are plain white and shit. But all the kids get all the cool rooms. So they have like an ET room, a Lego room. They have a Harry Potter bunk bedroom. The potions, like portion of like the greenhouse from Harry Potter's in there.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in there?
Is this
Indiana Jones?
Is this the house that had the pool table in between?
Yes, that has the mushrooms upstairs, like, yes! Alice in Wonderland. Yeah,
that's this one.
That's this one.
Why did I think that was a different house?
No, that's the house.
Oh my god!
So you know the funny part was
what
is before all this had happened. Like I want to say it was like a week or two beforehand. Me and Eric were actually talking because I've said for years now that I've been wanting to go to a Springs.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I've lived down here since 98 in Florida, and I've yet to ever go to any of the Springs. Right?
How did that happen?
Because he was talking about going to the Springs one of the times. And I've said from the beginning that I've been wanting to go to Springs. Now, I wanted to go to Jenny Springs originally.
I just want to let you guys know that this is Jess talking and I'm Val.
Yes. Hi, I'm Jess. We always forget to introduce ourselves. This episode, whoops, and the past one we did.
Yeah, whatever.
We introduced Eric. We didn't introduce ourselves.
That's true. You guys should know our voices by now.
Yeah.
I'm anyway. More
the low voice.
Yeah, and I'm loud and nasally. Go ahead.
You are not nasally.
Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, so we had already talked about wanting to go to Springs. And I think we'd even at one point had talked about taking the kids to the Springs this summer. And then when you called and were like, hey, we should totally go to Springs. So I was like, all right, bet I got this. Give me like literally an hour. I'll figure it out.
This made my heart so happy.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Like this 3 months
has been rough.
Has been so rough. Like, this is like the fruits of my labor. Like when we leave tomorrow night is the fruits of the labor, bitch.
I know. I'm excited.
Oh my God. We're going to get there. So we have to leave. So we live like an hour and 40 something minutes from this place.
Mm.
And so we have to leave at like 3:15 in the morning. Cause when I was looking up reviews on this place, you have to be there at least a couple hours before it opens. It opens at 8:00.
Right. And we originally thought we could leave at 5:30 and be okay. And then she calls me up at work and she's like, we got a problem.
We do have a problem. Like we have to leave like pronto, 3:15, 3:30. So we have to leave at 3:30 in the morning to get up there by 5:30, 6:00. Cause we all want to stop for breakfast in the morning. Get coffee, because coffee is a... Oh, coffee's no. Life.
Oh, you're thinking about while we're there, what we're going to do for coffee?
No.
What?
If we're leaving at 3-something in the morning, Dunkin' Donuts doesn't open up until 5.
Well, here's a good note. I don't know about the rest of the Starbucks, but at least the one in Bayside opens at 4, so I would assume the rest open at 4. So we'll just look. Also, there is a 24-hour Dunks on the Turnpike too as well.
Oh wait, are we taking the Turnpike?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know there's one.
This is our life.
This is our life. But we'll find one. But you gotta think, on the way up there, we're gonna get off exits and shit. So I'm sure there's something close by that we can stop it and grab coffee at worst case.
Coffee immediately as soon as I get in this fucking car.
Or what I'm gonna do is, because I have to go to the grocery store tomorrow. So before I go to work, I was gonna go to the grocery store in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was gonna grab dry foods to bring with, because it'd be cheaper than, because I was where, okay, so originally we're okay, let me back up for a second. I feed normally a big family, right? But our family size is normally like 8 to 10 people. Well, now we're adding an additional 8 more people to that. So 18 people. And I'm trying to figure out the cheapest way to feed everybody.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem, because that's a lot of fucking people. And when you're literally shopping and you're like, oh, okay, rice and pasta, because that's super cheap. Yeah. But like, who wants to be bloated on a freaking summer trip?
Thank you. Exactly my point. So no, I'm trying to figure out. So I know one of the nights we're doing Sloppy Joe's, because it's an easy thing. Just grab a thing of ground beef and some tomato paste and some of the little Sloppy Joe packets, because it's probably going to be the cheapest way to go.
I mean, I can go probably to Publix and just get some salad packs. We'll just like throw some chicken and some salad.
We could do that as a dinner too. We could talk to everybody about doing a salad night, because I know all my kids would be fine with salads.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't actually be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I want to grab everything else beforehand.
Yeah.
Like dry food. I honestly kind of wish we could just like get it all now and then put it in a cooler, but I don't have a second cooler. So that's my problem. And I got to get the stuff to make sandwiches for the Springs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
this is, we're going on vacation. It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah. It's great. I'm
so excited. So we're going to take all these, we're going to take a whole bunch of cars up there.
Yeah. 4 cars.
Stuffed with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And coolers. All the baggages. And bags.
And there's like, you know, out of all of it, there's how many, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are girls. 7? No. 8, 9. 9? Is it half and half?
I think it's half and half.
No, I think it's 8, because I think there's 10 guys that are going. But you know how girls pack. Mm. We all take a duffel bag and a backpack and a purse. So I know my daughter was like, I packed my duffel bag. And I was like, a whole duffel bag for 3 days?
Yeah, I have a suitcase and a duffel bag.
I literally just have one duffel bag that's large that me and Eric put all of our stuff in.
That's wild.
And that includes, like, I put in there like 5 or 6 outfits for myself.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, and my pajamas and bathing suits. Like, I brought 7 different bathing suits with. Because I don't know which one I want to wear anymore.
And that's the point. Thank you. You want to talk about females? You want to, let's go there.
Yeah, but listen, do you know how easy it was for me to literally, like, get all that stuff in there? And I'm
what, not did you roll it?
No. No, that's actually a really nice duffel bag. It has a bottom zipper. So I put all my stuff at the bottom and then put his stuff in the middle, because he has all the big, thick, chunky jeans and shit.
Chunky jeans.
I think the only thing, there's only a couple pieces of clothing that are mine. The big one, it's more like my hoodie and shit for it's cold in the house.
Yeah, I have one of those too. I have like the little bottom, like the Mary Poppins fucking bags. Yeah,
but I was able to get like my blow dryer, curling iron, my crimper, everything in there.
So. Meanwhile, I'm like, I need my extensions.
I am not wearing extensions.
Even well, I want to wear it for Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go to Disney Springs. So we're going to the actual Springs Tuesday. And then we're going to the Airbnb Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, we're going to lay out by the pool. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday night, we're going to go to Disney Springs. And then Thursday, we leave. Friday is your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something for your birthday. Saturday, we're going to go to Coconuts on the Beach. And I'm going to get a rum bucket. A rum bucket. So we're going to go have a little adult night, couple hours there. And then I'm going to go back to my house. And I'm going to have adult festivities with me and
I got
festivities.
You.
Sunday, I... This is the surprise that we were talking about earlier. So I went on Instagram, and what's really big now is those head spas. And you know, like the 180 halo water thing that you have for the head spas.
It looks like one of those sprinklers that used to run through as a kid.
Yes, but upside down.
Half circle.
Yeah. But upside down, and it's now on your head. So you're literally in this room, and they put you on like little like massage beds, and you have this little like little pillow with your head, and then there's like a sink, and then they wash your scalp, and they give you scalp treatments, and then they give you a facial, and they rub your hands and your arms and your neck. God bless. So then, and it's 75 minutes and they were running.
Is it weird if you moan? Like,
no, I actually like, and I try to make it quiet. Like, oh, that feels good. Right. But like, don't. Oh my God. Please don't do that.
No, I don't do that anyways.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I just feel like that's going to be fantastic. So I have to pick her up at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go get coffee. And my fucking dumbass, I literally could not hold this in because as soon as I booked it. Now, here's the process of what happened. So I go on this website. Did I Google it? I Googled it first. I said head spas near me. So then it brought up two different places. This is all over the place. I don't care. My first original thought is I wanted to go get facials with her. Like me and her go in the same room and get a facial together. But the problem was there was not a lot of places that offered like facial beds in the same room. So either I would have to get a massage and she would have to get a facial at the same time or vice versa. Now here was the problem. I wanted to be in the room with her because like this was our like we've been friends for 18 years and my bitch is turning fucking 40. Like I have to be with her. So I was like, okay, well that's not gonna work. But then I was like, ooh, you know what's gonna be really nice? She's probably gonna like if we had a facial and they scrubbed our heads. So then I look up head spas. So then I'm texting her before any of this. I text her.
This is literally how the conversation went, right? She goes, massage, then sends it, and then says facial. Sends it and goes, which one's superior? So I literally go, what type of facial? I get, no, you fucking retard, a facial. That's our love language.
Yeah.
So then I just start sending crazy ass memes back and forth. And then I go, guess it just depends on if your body's sore or not. Like, I don't know. Oh shit. And no. I just kept going. And then it's, you know, then she's like, do you want to know? She's like, I can't keep it from you. I can't.
No. Read the rest.
Oh, okay. So then I go, it depends on, okay, I'll just show you. It says, it depends on if your body is sore. I guess I would think both are super relaxing. She's like, meh. I go, I think a facial would make you feel younger.
No. I was like, meh.
Yeah. So I go, I think a facial would make you feel younger and your face would be hydrated, LOL. And I go, oh, you know what we should do? And she goes, or I go, you know what you should do, actually, because I didn't think it was a wee thing. Because sometimes she'll just write and she'll be like, should I get a mani or a pedi? And, you know, so I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just giving it to her that way, right? And she's like, yeah, I suppose, tell me. And I go, get one of those face and hair treatments, you know, where they do the facial and they have that 180 sprinkler they use for your hair. And they also massage your head and neck. And she goes, the head spas? And I go, maybe, I don't know what it's called. It sounds about right. She's like, show me your email, you cunt. And I'm like, what?
So hold on, pause for context. The reason why I said show me your email, you cunt, okay, is because when I was on one of these websites and I was booking the head spas, it was asking for your name and your email. So I put in her name and her email, but mine was the primary email. So when I thought that I submitted it, I thought that that went to her. And it, in fact, did not. So I was panicking because I was like, how the fuck would she just like off rip? Like when I tell you that you literally said head spas, not even 5 minutes after I booked this shit, it was weird.
Well, it was funny because, okay, you have to understand, I've been showing it to him too for the past like 3-4 months. That's all that's been over my TikTok is them damn head spas. Oh. And I'm like, bro, that has got to be the most amazing feeling in the world. Because right. I watch them do where they're like massaging your neck and your hair and your scalp. And they're, you know, beating their hands on your head, you know, doing all that kind of shit. Yeah. Right? So I'm like, that's got to be amazing. So yeah. I've always wanted to go to one. So I didn't know. I just was saying like, you should go do one of those. Right. So then when she says the show me your email thing, I send her the excuse me. She goes, no, I'm gonna need a picture of your inbox right now. So I literally sent her a picture. I'm like, well, this too? Like, because I was confused. Like, I'm like, why are you even asking me for that?
Oh, she's like, is this a TikTok trend? And I was like, no, just a normal conversation. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, because she'll message me and start. And she's like, you're not following along. Redo. What? What are we doing? When she's like, a damn TikTok trend. Just go with it.
Yes, exactly. Like, you should know my train of thought. Oh, shit. But anyway, so then I booked this freaking head spa. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's sitting in me because I'm like, so then I call her and then I was like, listen, you're going to have to be available because I was trying to do it on her birthday. So the whole purpose was to do like a thing on your birthday. Well, they didn't have anything available on that Friday. So then we had to do it on Sunday. So I book it. I call her and I said, listen, you're going to have to be ready at like 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, which is really hard because like, listen, my best friend's a night owl and she doesn't go to bed until like 2 hours before 8 o'clock.
Jesus.
So
PM. Well, she's saying 8 p.m. So I go to bed at 6 p.m.
Yeah, no, no. She goes to bed at like 6 a.m. So I had to call her and tell her, obviously, because we have to be there at like 10 o'clock. And this place is like an hour and a half away. So got to wake her up early, go get coffee. Then we're going to go to this head spa and we're going to literally be in 100% bliss for 75 fucking minutes. Now, this thing comes with like rice water, like fucking water globes and shit. They're going to do like a cleansing of the head and they go section by section doing like scalp treatment. They just rub. Oh my God. We're going to be literally in fucking, what's it called? Nirvana.
You know what the best part is?
What?
I start my job literally the next day, so my hair is going to be like super clean for the next morning.
That's right, it will.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. You know what's funny is, yes, I was going to do it on the 21st, but I was like, oh wait, no, that's our first day. This is perfect.
Yeah.
The timing couldn't be any more perfect.
Yeah, no, because I got to go first thing in the morning. I think I got to be at the Connection Center at like 8 a.m. And then I'm there for a while until like around 2 p.m. And then from there, I have to go to my second job. So fun day.
Oh, no.
Fun day. Well, I better get used to it. Be two jobs at that point.
I know, but how is this going to work out? So if you're going to be working there full time during your training, usually mm-hmm. it's during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like six to...
She already knows my schedule. Like, because I noticed that like one of the girls when I went for my interview, she was starting and I think she worked one to nine, but I already told my manager my schedule. So she knows that I work these and Fridays part-time from 3 to 8. So okay. She was like, yeah, I'll make that work. That's not a problem. So
perfect.
Perfecto.
Perfect. Are you excited?
I am excited, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. The only thing I don't have that I still need to get is a good pair of shoes.
Oh,
yeah, and I know that's going to be really important.
No, it is. And I'm telling you, you're probably going to go through about like four or five pairs before you actually find which ones work best for you.
I have been watching so many videos like on TikTok of like on the like the nurse
mm-hmm.
nurse talk that I got myself on. And so like it's been between like I think 3 or 4 different pairs of shoes that everybody's like raving about saying that these are the ones you go with.
What are they saying? Hokas?
The first ones was the New Balance X1080 V14s was number one.
Is that the ones that I have like with the colored backs?
I have no idea.
It's like walking on a fucking cloud.
I don't know. I just know they're rounded like this.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I have and they're amazing.
Yeah. So those. And then there was a pair of Hokas. I don't remember which ones it was.
Mm-hmm.
I have it written down. And then there's an Asics gel Nimbus or some shit like that.
Asics is really good.
And then the other one, so it's been mixed reviews, but they said there's a certain, and I know you're not a big fan of them. I think it was the On Clouds. They said there was a certain one that was good and the rest were shit basically. And I would have to look it up. I have it written down on my phone. But they said that were really good. And then the Brooks Glycerin something or some shit like that was the other one that's really good.
So the Brooks made my feet burn after 8 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
Yes. So the Brooks that I had, because I tried Brooks, I've tried everything but Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
On Clouds, yes, you're right. They're over fucking rated.
Mm-hmm.
Like completely overrated. The New Balance ones and the Asics are my two favorites.
Right.
They have been the most comfortable. Like, well, absolutely.
We went to Shoe Carnival there in Hammock Landing,
mm-hmm.
and I was just trying to see originally if they had anything just for me to try it on, because I was like, I'll just order online once I find
right.
the ones I like. And they didn't have any of the 1080 V14s or whatever mm-hmm. by New Balance,
mm-hmm.
but they did end up having one of the Asics that were super comfortable. I don't know. I think what I want to do is I want to go to like Dick's Sporting Goods or Academy and actually just try on and see, because I know that they have them. So
yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, I do want to try on the Hokas though, because they seem to get like 1,000 out of 10 review for the Hokas. Everybody is like ranting and raving about how they are the best.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing, I just want to make sure that I get a pair of comfortable shoes. I'm not so much worried about the standing as I am the walking.
Yes,
and especially with as big and wide and flat of feet as I have. So fucking over here at my Flintstone feet. For real.
But
they're just not thick. That's the only thing.
They're thin. They're not.
They're just like thin, like width-wise. But no, width-wise they're wide, but like the girth of them is thinner.
The
Okay.
I like
Good Girth. You like Good Girth.
I do. I really do. Yeah, no. You're going to go through a whole bunch of different shoes, but you'll be fine. I know. You'll be fine.
I just need to get one pair at least before I start. Cause
I know.
I bought those viral TikTok shoes for like $12 and they're comfortable, but not 12 hour comfortable. I can tell you that. Like I wore them. I think I've worn them 2 or 3 times now where I was like, just going to try them out and see. So I like put them on first thing when I woke up and wore them literally till bedtime. So I had them on for like 14, 16 hours. And my feet were fucking throbbing by the time we were done. Yeah. Yeah. And I'd like wore them to work that day. I was cleaning the house, walking up and down the stairs, moving around, trying to get stuff. I don't know. I don't know if it doesn't maybe have enough support because they're like socks almost like when you put them on.
Oh, yeah.
But they still have good, like there's still arches in them shit. But as flat a feet I have.
You need support.
Yeah.
So, for sure.
Anyways, so on to other topics.
I have something to read that's really funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just sitting here looking and scrolling. And now here in Florida, we don't give a fuck if we annihilate you if you break the law here. There's a couple counties. There's, Martin County. They'll roast you. Mm-hmm. Polk County for sure. If you look them up on TikTok, look up Polk County.
They're funny as hell.
Oh my God, they're hysterical. And also our little county here, Brevard County. And I quote, it says, apparently some people, now mind you, there is a picture of this guy. He is smiling ear to ear. Looks like Fez from That 70s Show in his mugshot. And it says, apparently some people didn't get the memo that Florida just passed a new quote unquote super speeder law that pretty much guarantees you a trip to jail if you exceed 100 miles per hour or 50 miles per hour over a posted speed limit on Florida's roads. Now, while most people with common sense don't really need a memo or a new state law to tell them not to drive that fast, what we have learned from folks is that blank blank is that common sense ain't really that common anymore. You see, yesterday afternoon, this gentleman was arrested by motor deputy blah blah for riding his motorcycle at a shocking 106 miles per hour in a posted 45 mile per hour speed zone. Not only was he speeding, but he was doing it all the way with a suspended license along with O'Galley Causeway. The new law went into effect July 1st, comes with a potential for jail time or a fine, and affects persons driving 50 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit, or anyone driving 100 miles per hour that threatens the safety of other persons or property or interferes with any vehicle. Now, just in case there's any confusion with what this means, let me break it down for you. If you drive recklessly over 100 miles per hour or 50 miles per hour over the posted speed limit in Florida, you go immediately to jail. If convicted, you can get a fine up to 30 days in jail, or with a strong judge, you get both. If you do it again, you also jail. and upon a subsequent conviction, you also get a fine up to 90 days in jail or both. Also, upon a second subsequent conviction of any of these violations within 5 years, that person can have their license revoked for anywhere from 180 days up to 1 year. Folks, there's absolutely no excuse for driving these speeds. As we all know, it doesn't end well for anyone. I hope this new law makes people think twice before driving at ridiculous speeds. Great job, Deputy blah, 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 and our motor unit for catching this guy and making our roads safer by getting this guy off the streets before he kills himself or someone else. And then it says, sincerely, Sheriff Wayne Ivey.
He is a badass.
He really is.
He truly is a badass. You've seen before, like, I know he was originally doing it on Facebook. He had the Wheel of Fugitive, like Wheel of Fortune. Have you seen those?
No.
Oh my God. He was doing them all over like Facebook, and he had them on YouTube and stuff where you could go watch the videos, and he made reels and shit. And it would be like the Wheel of Fortune wheel, right? But it had pictures of all the different fugitives in Brevard County. And he would spin the wheel, and then he would read their charges and explain exactly what they did out loud to everybody. And half of them were already either in jail or they were already on probation by the time he was doing them, but he was calling people out. And one of the, I remember there was like this big lawsuit that one of the dudes was doing, because when Wayne Ivey did that shit, like the guy, I think his name was like David Gay or something like that, and he ended up having a job offer where the employee like turned around and was like, sorry, we don't want to take you on, because they saw that video. So now he's suing for like defamation of character in Brevard County.
Oh no, it can't be defamation. It's public record.
Yeah, well,
don't do stupid shit. You don't get stupid prizes.
Yeah,
damn, did he win for anything for that? Usually on Wheel of Fortune, you win something.
Yeah.
You won jail time, bitch.
You want another meeting with Bubba.
Oh my God. Yo, that's fucking savage. I love that.
I know.
That's amazing.
It is. It is very amazing. So on other news, how's your love life?
Not that we've talked about the same shit for the past three episodes. So we're gonna move on. My love life is fucking great. You know what it is? I enjoy being single. Do you know why I enjoy being single? Because I'm not married. And I just feel like I can do anything that I want to do. And hang out with whoever I want to hang out with. So
you ain't got to answer to nobody.
I don't have to answer to nobody. So I am revisiting people that I people with.
Your backups. Your time fillers.
My time. Isn't it really bad?
It is.
Like, I won't, right, I won't entertain or do new things with new people, but if we have already had engagements prior.
Situationships, if you will.
Right. If we've had situationships before and I've already tested that water and my toes have already been in there, I'm not experiencing something new. So you know what that song... I'm just gonna fucking give it to people how it is. I just don't give a fuck. This is my life. You know that song? She says she's celibate, but she say I can nail her shit.
Yeah, no, I don't know that song.
Oh, it's a rap song. And he says she claims that she's celibate, but she told me your bitch told me that I can nail her shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about new people. You cannot have access to me if you're new.
Right.
But if you're old. I'm not celibate.
Listen, sometimes you dodge bullets when you stay celibate.
It's I've
for new people.
Listen, no, like legit bullets have been dodged. So with that being said, I think sometimes, and I do have to say this, I think sometimes I put too many Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. It was just you before I was looking at you through your little side eye thing. I was listening. I don't know.
You're funny.
My squirrel brain kicked in. Sorry.
I love it. It was cute. She literally just put her eyes in between the microphones and just peered at me. like Tim Allen in the, what's it called?
Home Improvement.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I said that earlier.
I was Al, the neighbor.
You were Al, the neighbor. So anyway, I think sometimes I take life too seriously. And I put myself in this like little box and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, that, and the other. And yes, while it's great to have those standards and those boundaries for new people and new connections, while I'm just having like the fun portion of my life, I'm going to have fun.
I'm into that.
And that's just what it is.
Have fun. Rock out with your clam out.
No, isn't it?
Jam out with your clam out. Yeah. Okay. I was just, you know.
Yes. So I've been jamming out with my clam out. I had some good times last week and I'm talking to Billy again and Brian and we're riding out. Brian was down here for picking up his son, and he was down here for a couple of days. So naturally, what do we do best? Not that people, you know what? Fuck it. I tell you guys everything. We fuck good, and that's about the only thing that we do.
Yep, she bumps uglies.
Like, good. That's the only thing that him and I do good. So yeah, I'm having fun. So I'm rocking out there. And I'm talking to Billy. So Brian comes down. I'll see him on Saturday.
There you go.
And then I'll see Billy on next Saturday.
I'll see Billy on Sunday.
No, I'll be with you on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll all see Brian on Saturday.
Well, yes, you'll all see. That's correct.
Coconuts.
Coconuts on the beach with rum buckets. Rum bucket. He told me he's like, the freakier you get during the days, the freakier I am going to get at night. And I'm like, bitch, bet.
Oh, my God.
That's about it. Yeah, so I'm just having fun right now. That's my love life. And here's my thing, like I literally in the past like month have been through like a whirlwind of what the actual fuck. Mm-hmm. I played a game of what the fuck, and I don't want to do that.
She spun her own wheel of fugitive.
God.
She hit bankrupt, unfortunately.
I am bankrupt. No, bitch, I got 2 out of 3. What do you mean?
Are they all fugitives? Yeah, I guess kind of, huh?
No.
Have they all had charges?
No.
Oh, who didn't?
Brian.
Oh, I thought he had. Oh, he didn't have a charge?
Never.
Oh, okay. Well, two out of three ain't bad.
Listen, but they all have tattoos. And listen, you can do about just about anything to me if you are covered in tattoos. Just about.
Yeah.
That's her daddy issue. Yeah, that's okay. But my dad never had tattoos like that. So I don't know what
you're talking about. That's weird. Yeah, no, see, like,
what? I was saying tattoos. You went to daddy issues.
Yeah, and I
was
like, because I feel like when people have daddy issues, they look for the bad boy.
Oh.
Not so much that they look for someone like their daddy, like in the aspect of the way they looked. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Except Brian has like a bad boy facade, but he's not really a bad boy.
Mm.
The morals. But is he a bad boy?
He has tendencies.
He's got tendencies. That's fine. It's really fine. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just out having fun. How's your love life?
Oh, my love life's peachy.
Is it?
Yeah. It's good.
Good. We love Eric.
We do love Eric.
He was just on this last episode. He's such a good guy to you.
He is.
I know I love this for you. I bet you he's excited to go on vacation with all these people.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
I'm telling you right now, there better not be any drama between anyone. Like, I literally told Brie, I was like, I am now... Anyone who's a new listener, don't take this literal, because I'm not. This is just my nasty humor. But I told people that I'm going to kick them in their throats.
Yeah. I don't know why I was like, drama llama? Baby mama llama. Like, it's good. I don't know. Okay. Anyways.
I can't. Where does that come from?
I don't remember. I know. I think it's a song of some sort from a book.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hold on.
Oh, we're not going to play it. It's okay.
We're going to... What is...
I promise you don't have to look it up, but hold on, listen. So I just paused that.
Did you hear it?
No, I wasn't recording. I had paused it because she was trying to look up the whole, like, drama llama thing, and we figured out it was from, like, an old, like, viral video that came along of, like...
Like, back in 2004 or some shit.
Oh, Jesus. It's been that long?
Yeah, dude. You're old. Yeah. You're turning 40.
No. Oh, screw you.
Sorry.
Anyways, I was just about to hit record, and she like did like where you like you're like she calls it the throat goat.
I am a throat goat. Oh, that's not good. Wait, do you think that it's from deep throating too much? You get too much air in your pocket. No,
in your pocket. Yeah. The fuck? You call your neck your pocket now? Shit, yeah, you definitely throat goat in too much. If you call that shit a pocket? It is not a cock pocket, okay. I don't know what you're on. Pocket? What? You're a whole ass nurse and you call this shit a pocket?
What am I gonna go around? I'm sorry, my esophagus. Excuse me, that's where the snuffleupagus goes.
Oh,
yeah, my lord.
Anyways, so she fucking did her little neck fart, right? Like,
yeah.
And you hear it on the thing. Like, it was in the last episode. I think it happened like 2 or 3 times. And so I look at her, I was like, you narted. And she's like, I what? And I go, you neck farted.
Who the fuck calls it a neck fart?
I call it a nart. Not a neck fart. A nart.
A nart. That reminds me of that's a, from Grown Ups. Do you know what they call it? Like a snart. It's a...
Oh, yeah, he sneeze burp farts.
You sneeze burp farts. We've been told that it's a burp snart.
Yeah, there you go.
A burp snart.
a burp snart.
A burp snart.
Something like that. Oh, no, we just watched Grown Ups the other day, me and Sophia.
Did you really?
We did.
It's a good movie.
It is.
Do you really think that, how did they, all that dye that they put in the pool for that, how do you get that out? Does it just get cleaned by chlorine? Because remember they put in the dye for that movie for the pool, like the pee scene?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they clean that out?
See, okay, I'm not sure, to be 100% honest with you. I would assume, because I know, like, when
they suck it out,
no, because it's the whole water still circulating, so I feel like it would stay that color until it was drained, but I could be 100% wrong on this. I know, like, when I used to clean pools and people put like soap in the pools and shit, we would have to, like,
whoa, why are they putting soap in
the
pools?
Like, okay, so you know that the pools that have, like, the pool and the hot tub combo that, like, water falls in?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of, like, the Airbnbs we used to clean, the pools at least, you would have people come over and they would literally take like Dawn dish soap and they'd pour it in the hot tub so it would bubble up, and they had like a bubbled hot tub. Yeah, well, that completely fucks pools up. Like, I mean, not as it throw like the pH, but it can like fuck up like the whole system and everything, right? So we would have to literally drain at least half the pool to like circulate a lot of it out. Sometimes they would have to empty out the pool all the way.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck does that?
So I would assume with that, you would have to at least drain a good amount out to add more water to like dilute it.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on that. I've never been in that scenario to have to do that, so I'm not sure. We never went to a pool where someone had dyed it.
Dyed in it?
Dyed it. Like, oh, dyed the water color.
Oh, my damn. No. I hope not. God bless.
No, I did find weird shit, though, that'd be dead in the pool. It was
condoms?
No, I never found condoms.
What did you
find? I found, like, bathing suit bottoms and shit like that. But no, like, it was mostly, like, animals. Like, I remember one of the houses we were cleaning on the beach. I literally was so heartbroken.
Oh, no.
Because we found, like, 6 dead baby turtles in the pool. Sea turtles in
the pool.
Yeah, dude. Because they had their... See, okay, so in Florida, I mean, I know you know this, but I'll tell the rest. Like, they have, especially, like, Brevard County, I know it's all over, but we're, like, overloaded with sea turtles that come up and lay their lay eggs, right? So the problem is at nighttime, if, like, the moon's covered when they hatch and there's other lighting, they'll go towards the light instead. And so I guarantee, because this house was like literally like their backyard was the sand to the beach.
Oh, nice.
So I guarantee you they had like their back lights on or whatever, and the moon must have like been covered up or something, and they followed the light instead and ended up in the pools. So I found rats and bunnies and snakes and frogs and lizards and
I love Florida.
Raccoons. We found a raccoon one time in there.
In the pool?
Yeah. The worst was when I put my hand into a skimmer to clean it out, and it was like a dead, like, I mean, it was a bunny rabbit that was just like,
gelatinized.
Oh my God, yeah. It was so far. I literally started to put my hand in, felt fuzz, and I was like, I don't think I've ever whipped my hand. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. And he's like, you have to. And I was like, the fuck I do. You can do that, or it's going to stay like that.
Yeah, no, not doing
I won't
that.
Do it. So
no.
I was bad at cleaning pools when it came to that shit.
The fact that he was like, you have to do that. No, I don't.
Well, he figured like if I'm going to be working with him, you know what I mean? Like, he's my ex. So, but.
Yes, I understand that. But here's my thing, Voldemort. You can do that. You can. That's your man job.
Doing it.
Okay, good. Because
I threw like a literal fit over it. I was like, I ain't touching it.
I don't blame
you. It was gross too. Like once he pulled it out and we went to go empty it, like it was just bones everywhere. And
God.
It was gross.
That poor bunny. Thumper's just having a fucking hard time, man.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You'd be surprised what gets in pools.
You know what? As long as it's not. Could you? Oh man. Never mind. Inappropriate. My brain.
Okay.
Yep. We're not going to go there.
Well, let's just move on from that then if we don't want to talk about it and it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about anything inappropriate like that.
So I know we had recorded an episode for it, but we had missed a week of recording because I was like super sick.
Super sick she was.
Yeah. Like I went to the hospital and everything. Like I had no voice. I lost my voice again, like in season one.
I would have came out like this. It would sound like this.
You guys wouldn't have heard a word I said.
No.
So I would try to get better from that. I'm finally feeling better-ish. I still have a little bit of a sore throat, though.
Do you?
I mean, a little bit. Like, that has still stayed in, like, a consecutively, like, consistent dry throat.
And they tested this bitch, and she came out negative for literally everything. For
everything, yeah.
It's wild. And
he was like, you definitely have something. He's like, yeah. I have just nothing that's popping positive.
Yep.
So, but he had said that whatever was going around, he said that it's going around right now that way because people are, like, literally coming in showing signs of like COVID meets flu and testing negative for everything.
It's got to be a different strain.
It is.
It absolutely is.
Well, I looked up the strands and one of strain, whatever it is. But the newest one, I guess, that literally was released like July 2nd.
Oh.
It actually, one of them was laryngitis, like horse throat. And I don't know if they don't have to test for that one yet or not.
Probably
and that
not.
Might be what it is.
Probably not.
So I probably had COVID, most likely, is my guess, because I literally had every one of the symptoms.
You poor thing. I'm really sorry. I'm really happy that you're starting to feel better because that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get out of bed for like 9 days straight. Like literally, I think I got up one day to go to work. I got there. I was there for like 20 minutes waiting for someone else to come in because my boss, as soon as I got there, she's like, yep, no. You need to go home.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you look horrible. And mind you, that day, I crimped my hair. I did my makeup. I was like dying over here doing it. And I walked in and she's like, I mean, you look pretty. Don't get me wrong. But she's like, I can see it in your eyes alone. She's like, you are like bad off. She's like, I don't even want you here.
I'm glad that she did that.
I know, me too. I literally came home, went back to bed.
We need more people like her.
I know. That's one of the main reasons why I stay there, is because of how amazing of a manager she truly is.
Yeah, she is. Totally agreed. I'm glad you're feeling better. Seriously, that was terrible. And everyone in the freaking house got it. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. That shit went fucking rampant.
It did, unfortunately. And I think Jetta is one of the ones that still has a little bit of it. Yeah. But everybody else seems to be pretty clear of it now.
I'm a little nervous.
You'll be right. You'll be right. I think you would have already started showing signs if you were.
I hope so. Because if I get sick on this trip, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm still going. I'm going to be crying in an inner tube, but I'm crying.
Listen, it's just normal common sense stuff. Don't drink out of the cup after people. Like, drink your own drinks.
I know.
Don't eat out of people's, you know, bowls.
No.
Wash your hands. You know, just the normal sanitary stuff.
Be fine. Yeah, no, I went through COVID, I promise.
I know. No, I know you did.
I kid. Dude, that shit was traumatic.
I know.
Being a nurse during COVID, whoo, boy.
That was the whole reason why I didn't want to be a nurse.
I know.
Like, I was all about it, going for it and everything.
I remember.
And then you called me up and you're like, whoo, I don't know why I'm doing this. And I was like, oh, no.
Dude, I'm telling you, I feel like that shit was like trial by fire. Like, legitimately, I truly believe that I am the nurse I am today because of that shit.
Yeah.
That, like, listen, respect to anyone who is coming into the nursing profession right as COVID was hitting, because I'm telling you right now, like, we are some badass nurses.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be.
Yeah. That test, I think, you weeded out a lot of people, even if they went all the way through schooling, mm-hmm. did the NCLEX, all that shit. And mm-hmm. if they walked out of that and still stayed in after COVID,
yep,
that weeded out the weak ones that weren't going to last anyways.
Yes. Except now we're having and we're seeing it too, and it's known, so it's not anything surprising, but it's definitely... Nursing school since COVID has been really tough on the nursing students.
Really?
Because it's not the same.
What's different now?
So, you know how when I would go to clinicals, okay, first of all, we get there at like 6 a.m. and I would have to take, well, I and everyone else would have to take a, like an assignment. So we would go with the nurse and we would be with the nurse during the day on our, no matter what semester we're in. And if she had 6 patients, we ride out and had 6 patients with her.
Right.
Now, we only, like, in the first semester, we took one of those patients. Right. Like, it was just, obviously, there was oversight from the nurse, but we had our preceptor with us when we would do med pass and stuff. So, we were taking care of the patients. So, if they called and did the call bell, we're going in there asking them what they needed. Like, because you're a nursing student. You're not just there to observe.
Right.
Right?
You're not shadowing.
You're not shadowing. So, we went in there and took care of our patients. So we had our one patient that we would do. We'd get in there in the morning. We'd look up their charts. We'd look up their labs. We'd look up the notes. We'd look up like the whole clinical scenario of the patient. We would pass meds with our teacher. And then we would continue our shift. And then we would debrief at lunch and talk about like what's going on, what's mm-hmm. going good, what's going wrong, what can we do? What did we pass? What was it for? X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back to the floor and we finish the shifts with the nurse.
Right.
And then come the last semester, we would be on our own in the hospital. So I used to work, and it was working, right? Mm-hmm. I was still in school, but I used to do like weekend shifts.
Right.
So my preceptor would come in like once a day. Check in, like she would drive from home like on the weekends, she'd check in with us, see how everything's going, how many patients do you have. Now at that point we were taking full assignments and the nurse is supposed to be just over there like oversight,
right?
So then you know, and all of this is not, it's not virtual, like it was hands-on, we went. So last semester we had like the whole assignment and then you'd graduate, and then that hospital that we worked at, they would place you.
Right.
So I ended up getting placed on that unit that I was precepting on as a nursing student.
Right.
Now, you know, and it kind of, seeing how it was, like we had to be a nurse during nursing school. Like we were placing IVs, starting IV bags. Like, of course there's oversight, but it's still, these nursing students now are like, oh, I can only observe. Like not even helping us, like, I don't know.
Are they not allowed to?
I don't think they're allowed to. And I don't know if it's because of like hospital protocols, like for liability purposes, but right. what changed if we were able to do that before?
Yeah, because how do you get the hands-on experience if you're just shadowing?
Correct. Like I don't know. Like it's just, it's really tough. So they're also learning, like after COVID, you also have to thank the COVID nurses, like who are in nursing school, were doing everything virtually.
Right.
You can't learn the no. way that you do like so hardcore in nursing virtually.
Right. Especially with your clinicals.
Especially with your clinicals. So, you know, and I do see that like in no shade. I think that it just takes a lot of help and encouragement and, you know, teaching and guidance. I think nursing school teaches you how to take a test, but real life nursing you teaches you how to be a nurse.
Right.
And that concept, like I kind of understood it at first, like when I was in nursing school, but I like nothing could have prepared me for what I walked into during COVID.
Right.
Nothing could have prepared me.
Cause it's like walking into death.
Yes. Like, and no one knew what COVID was, right? Like there wasn't anything, we didn't learn that in school.
No, it was just a whole bunch of fear mongering that was going on that made it just seem like the world was ending.
Yes. And like, and truly seeing it though, like it was terrible. Like watching these people die like the way that they did because we didn't know what it was and how to treat it. Like, I don't know. Regardless, my point is that the nursing students now who are nurses now from COVID, you can see a difference in, not that they don't critically think, but it's a different type of critical thinking.
Right.
They just don't operate the way that they were prior to COVID. COVID really changed the whole nursing profession.
Yeah.
It sucks, actually. It really fucking sucks. And we talk about that at work. Like, yeah. Not they're very smart people. It's not anything to do with intelligence. I just think that because of COVID, they were not given proper
training. Yeah. Do you think nurses coming out now that are in the like nursing school, like it's a little bit different, or is it still going to be
COVID literally changed everything?
Right.
It is. See? Not like the people, the nurses that they're producing now mm-hmm. are not pre-COVID nursing. It's just not.
Right. Honestly, that's hard because, like, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm about to be turning 40 here in a few days, but I feel like, you know, I'm a firm believer in you're never too old to do anything you want to do.
Nope.
Of course, I wouldn't go to try to be a doctor at this point because by the time I would become a doctor, it'd be like retirement age and that'd be good. You know what I mean? Like, not doing it. But, you know, I've been stuck. Like, I've been trying to figure out where I want to go. You know what I mean? Like, I know I already have a good amount of credits done in school. College-wise, that I'm now getting to the point that I only have a few prereqs left before I can go into any of the programs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm balancing right now between deciding whether I want to do RN, if I want to get into sonography, or if I want to get into radiology. And so my problem is this.
Like what in radiology?
Like MRI.
Okay.
Okay. Like, so I was looking like to do like MRI textile stuff. MRI tech style stuff. Let me get that out. I couldn't even speak it out quite. Because I know they make decent money. You have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I want to hear what you have to say first.
Not that it's a bad... MRI is very stressful.
Right.
Is and it? I don't know if it's just because I'm a radiology nurse and where I work. And I don't think it's anything necessarily to do with... And I'm not talking shit about my hospital.
No.
Like, so I don't want to make that judgment. But I know that, like, MRI is rough.
Right.
Right? Like, it, but it's,
oh, it's rewarding though.
It's too. So cool. It is so cool.
Right.
Right? But it is high stress
right.
in MRI. And I see that stress day in and day out because those are, my office is right next to MRI
right.
and I also work in MRI mm-hmm. and I'm also friends with people who are the MRI techs.
Right.
And I know that that's one of the more stressful
is it?
Areas, at least in our hospital. And again, I don't know if it's just because of our hospital it's a level 2 trauma. So the only right. thing that we don't take are peds, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a trauma center.
Yeah.
And when you're trauma, they want imaging.
Right. No, absolutely.
So you're getting, I mean,
a little bit of everything.
Yes, you are. You're getting the sick of the sick. But it is also rewarding, and it is very cool to watch, because you literally, and I think that you would love that, because I feel like you get to see, like, the human, you've always been interested in the human body, mm-hmm. what happens. And right. I think that you watching that, like, live in action, like when I watch the cardiacs, like when I have to be the nurse for cardiacs, and watching the flow as it just, as they're taking all the different slices, it is like a legit nurse's boner. Right. It's amazing to watch, right? Yeah. But I also feel like sonography also would be very good for you as well.
I do too. And I listen. So I remember being like 12 years old when we lived in Port St. Lucie. Mm-hmm. Our next door neighbors, their names are Henry and Tabby, right? They're a husband and wife. They're in their early 20s. Mm-hmm. They both went through sonography school themselves. One did like cardiac and vascular that they were specialized in. The other one,
they make good money.
Right. And then Tabby was. And then Henry specialized in OB. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I idolized them when I was a kid because they were still young, you know what I mean, like they're in their early 20s. They were super cool people. Mm-hmm. They would let me come over, hang out, do all those kind of things. And when my mom was pregnant with my sister, one of the times, like, she was having some complications and like she just felt like she was having a lot of cramps and stuff, and he literally was like, just meet me at the hospital, and he like snuck her in and like gave her a free ultrasound. Aww. You know what I mean, like it was super cool, and we got to see my sister like on camera, or on ultrasound, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But, and I was always really good at reading ultrasound. You know what I mean? Like as they were like doing it, I would always ask questions when I was younger, cause he would let me watch him do ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. And then I've had so many ultrasounds, and the kids have had so many ultrasounds, that I learned to pick a lot of it up. Right. Not maybe the measurements, but I could at least spot what was what.
Yeah.
Right. And so I've always had an interest in sonography. Mm-hmm. The problem was when I was originally going to school down in Indian River County, they didn't offer that at IRSC. So that was a problem. So EFSC does offer it, right? So I was looking into it. I think my biggest thing is the one thing I know I have a very weak understanding, and I'll call myself out here, is physics. Mm-hmm. I suck at physics, right? Like why and how things move the way they do or whatever. Like I have a hard time wrapping my head around it. Mm-hmm. And 90% of sonography is based off of physics.
Yes. However, just because you don't know it now doesn't mean that you're going to forever be ignorant to it.
I right? get that. But when I, okay, so the last semester before I had dropped out when everything was going on, life was just going to shit, right? I had dropped out during one of, like, I was taking the physics class, mm-hmm. right? And I was like almost halfway through the semester. And I literally was like bombing that grade. Because like that was the one first, no matter how much studying I did, for some reason I could not wrap my brain around it.
All right. So then what we're going to do is you and I are going to sit down and we're going to do YouTube videos, and we are going to try to get you prepped to see if we can get you like a more basic knowledge, because I also am a firm believer is it's on who teaches it to you.
No, absolutely.
You're very smart, and I think that maybe you just need to see it in a different way, because I feel like you would be amazing at it once you grasp the idea, because once you get a little piece of that information, mm-hmm. you run.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that and, you know, I suck at algebra too, and...
Me too. That's what's held me back from my BSN.
Right. Well, see, with sonography, you have to take intermediate algebra, which I've already have done. You have to take college algebra 1 and 2.
That sounds like death.
It does sound like death.
Okay. Well, here's my thing. I don't want those to keep you from getting what you're doing.
Right. No, I know that. And so I think that's like the only thing that's really like I was looking through. Like I've been looking at all the guided pathways trying mm-hmm. to figure out. I'm like, what do I know I could be successful at and do?
Well, I know that there is. So Pam, actually, she is, she's also in her 40s. Again, it's never too old.
Correct.
But she does that. Or she's doing that now because
Kaya, sonography? Really?
Cardiac sonography. Because Kaya is now a cardiac sonographer. She got her degree in a year. She did mm-hmm. it in a year. She got all of her prereqs.
Did she already have her associates originally? Because mm-hmm. if you have your associates already, it's a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I'm a couple of
Which is prereqs fine.
Away before I get my associates.
So. Right. So then once you have your associates, right, you can do this program, and it's a year program. She actually was the one, because no one else has done this school in the department. So mm-hmm. she does like echovascular, right? Echovascular cardiac sonography.
Right.
She did like an online school that is out of state. Now, we didn't have anyone that we worked with, but she ended up starting a little program type thing to where they partnered with our hospital to do clinicals so she could get it done.
Through the schooling she's doing?
So now...
Can you find out the name of the schooling for me?
Because I can 100% give you all the info.
I'll say, because I know that EFSC offers it.
Yes.
Right? And that's what I was looking at originally, because I thought, of course, because like EFSC, I know, does the nursing clinicals.
At yes. home.
So that's why I was like, oh, well, shit, I'll just do it through that way. You right. know what I mean? But I mean, I'm down to learn, because I was just looking up even like base pay rate for them. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right? So because I knew that like through her, she started that thing. Mm-hmm. So Pam was like, I don't know what I want to do. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I hook her up with Kaya? Have her have a conversation with Kaya. She's now doing cardiac sonography.
I love that.
Right. And
I can't wait to meet her.
Dude, you're going to love her.
I know.
You're going to love her.
I already know that I love her.
Everyone, like I'm telling you, like everyone that I work with in my department literally has become like family.
Yeah.
Like it literally is one giant, that whole unit down there. Like Echo is not even a part of us.
Right.
But they're like our sister unit, right? Right. They're like right there. So once you network and you start to see who's doing what, it puts you in a thing. So then she was starting to tell me about it, right? And I was like, well, what did you have to go through? And I was like, well, shit, I have my ADN. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be a way out of nursing. I hate to say that, right. but like I, even just to have another thing under my belt.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing thing. So once I find out more information, I can pass along to you. Or when you start on Monday, mm-hmm. I can hook you up with her and have you talk to her.
Yeah.
I'm done. Because she would absolutely, she'll walk every step of the way.
Yeah.
She swears by that school, and she did it. And now she's doing it and she loves it.
Yeah.
It's 312s. Make good money.
Yeah. See, if I was to do it, like I want to do it and get the experience under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
Because long-term goal is once the kids are older and stuff, like I would like to move more north mm-hmm. in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to work at like either like Winnie Palmer or Nemours or Shands and work at a children's hospital and do that.
Let's go to Gainesville.
I'm totally down.
I wanted to go there so bad.
I've always wanted to work at Shands Children's Hospital. That has literally been like my dream place to work.
Oh, you can look at all the baby PFOs.
I just want to be around all the babies.
I know. See, me, I'm like, I want to run the opposite way. No.
See, like, I just love being around children. You know what I mean? Like, I would be the one that, like, if you have to, like, you know, like how you normally go in the room and, like, get your patients sometimes, like, when they don't have transport doing that for ultrasound.
Yeah.
I'd be the one walking there with, like, little capes and be like, come on, put on your cape, let's go. And let them run. You know what I mean?
I love that.
So,
that would be so fulfilling for you.
It would.
I could totally
without having to have that. 40 more kids. You know what I mean?
I know. Can you please stop?
You know what it is? I just want to make kids feel good.
I know.
You know, that's why originally, like a long time ago, I really thought about doing pediatric physical therapy.
That would have been good for you.
Yeah. They just don't make a lot.
No.
Unless you're like getting like your bachelor or your master's.
That's true.
And that's where the problem comes in. Like just for like your associates in that, like it's shit pay. You know what I mean? So I wanted something that I know I could make decent amount of money at.
And for all that school that you're paying and like all the loans right. you have to take out. And that's how that's how I feel about nursing sometimes. That I'm like, dude, for all the stuff. And it also, I'm going to be honest, there's two things keeping me from my bachelor's is the fucking algebra. Okay. I only have 4 classes left.
To get your BSN?
Dude, that's it. That is it. I have 1 algebra class.
Was it college algebra too?
College algebra. Don't just one.
You haven't taken college algebra yet?
No.
They didn't make you do that for nursing?
Intermediate. You don't need college algebra for your ADN. You need it for your BSN. For IRS. Out. Yes. So I took intermediate
algebra. Why was I taking college? Because I was doing physics and college algebra 1 at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't need it for my
ADN. And both of them like, fuck this semester.
No, like legit, I would have. Yeah, that's hard. That's really tough. I don't know how you would have.
And I was taking biology.
No.
All I took those. There was one more too. I think I was doing. I had four classes that semester. I had, and that's why I was like, I took on too much. I bit off more than I could chew because I was doing college algebra one. I was doing physics. I was doing biology, and I was doing the second American history one that I did do.
Babe, I would have quit too.
Yeah. Mixed with like going through a breakup and everything else, and like just being crazy and needing to get a full time job at the time. And
no, I absolutely would have quit too. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's too much. Like, that's just for anyone. That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need college algebra. I need physics. And then I need, no, I take that back. I have five classes. I need three core nursing and then, college algebra and physics.
You have to take physics.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, so there's like, for sonography, there's like multiple physics classes you have to take, because you have to take regular physics, and then you have, it's like one of like the supporting classes.
Yeah.
And then you have to take like two or three different like supporting ultrasound style like physics classes too,
which I think like Ronette was talking to me, because I think she had to do some of that stuff for MRI too.
Mm.
You do?
I believe so.
You have to. And she was telling me that was hard, but like Ronette, she's like, girl, you could do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just, she's talking about like MRI stuff, but.
Well, if you wait to do physics, we'll just do physics at the same time.
We could do physics at the same time.
And tag team together and study together on it.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the same class.
I know. Dude, that's the only thing. Like, I would have been done this August if I would have kept going in January, but there was too much. Could you imagine if I was going through school during all this?
Fucking not.
Oh my God. I'm glad that I did that. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, when are you going to get your bachelor's? And, you know, not everyone, but I've had people ask me. And I'm like, I'm happy I stopped. Because, yeah, like, I will get it done when it gets done. And the only reason why I really want it, because the money-wise, fuck that, right? Yeah. Like, I think you only get, like, a dollar or something extra.
For a BSN?
It's either, like, a dollar something or $2.
Shut up.
Yeah, an hour.
That's it?
Yes. Yes.
For all the amount of money you're going to put into schooling and everything. Correct. Like that, you're only making a dollar or two more an hour.
Correct. The only thing that I'm going back for it, and I'm being dead serious, okay, is that I want to be in a leadership position. Right. And all the things that, like, because I feel like I would be good in that aspect to help lead.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the jobs that I want that have that title require a BSN.
Really?
I can't just be like, well, let me show you. You know what I mean? Like, I promise you, like, I know. But here's my thing. Like, my ADN doesn't show my leadership skills. I have very good leadership skills.
Right. But you don't have the prestigious name of a bachelor's degree behind you.
Correct. So that's the only reason
why I'm getting this. Is that your end game, is just to do BSN, or are you wanting to do NP?
You know, for a long time, I wanted to do NP. But the more that I see people and my friends going through NP.
You're like, yeah, fuck that.
Like, Erica going through NP was talking to me about her job options. First of all, it's so saturated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that they were offering her at a specific facility around us.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I was making that.
In cardiology?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not. She's doing FNP. So it'd be like just primary care.
Okay.
Right? Starting base pay, she literally told me, she goes, I could make that working 40 hours a week as an RN.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
For an NP?
For an NP.
That's sad.
She goes, I literally could make that in my department working full time.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, for as much stress and as much money and as much sacrifice that it is taking just to have the name. Like, I understand, like, it's an accomplishment to call yourself a nurse practitioner.
Right, absolutely.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely.
But you also have to compensate me correctly. Absolutely. For that sacrifice.
100%. Because you are basically the doctor's bitch. You are doing everything the doctor doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, when I worked in cardiology, like, I watched our nurse practitioner, who I absolutely adore and love, right? She would see like 30 patients a day.
Mm-hmm.
While the doctor would see like 15 patients a day.
Yep.
And she always got all of his follow-ups, and she would see him three times before he would see that patient one time.
Yeah.
And that was crazy to me. And anytime they called, nope, just put him with the nurse practitioner.
Uh-huh.
So she was always being overloaded with everything.
Yep.
like constantly 24/7. They literally are doing everything the doctor should be doing.
They don't get paid enough.
No, not for that. Like, I feel like they shouldn't. I'm not saying they should be paid what a doctor gets paid, but I feel like they should be damn close. That's just my opinion.
And I get that. I get that. But I'm defending all of the nurse practitioners. Like, and
no, I know that's what I'm saying. I think like they should get paid closer to what doctors actually get paid. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they should get paid the exact amount because they went to school for, you know, however long and they normally can do like surgeries and shit like that. Yes. But they're still prescribing medications. They're mm-hmm. still seeing all these patients. They're still putting in, if not more work than these doctors are putting in.
There's a lot of brain that goes behind that.
100%. They stay, like, I would watch the doctors in our office, like, literally, like, come in, spend, like, half a day there and leave while the nurse practitioners were there until past closing.
Yeah.
Sitting in their office, doing all the paperwork, getting everything done. No, I believe that they should be, like, a couple grand underneath a year. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, they should be damn near pretty close.
I agree. So I think with that being said, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it back when I was naive and new to everything. I loved this profession.
Yeah. Do you think you're still endgame to stay as an RN or a BSN RN? Like endgame mean like you do that until retirement.
I don't know. I'm not happy with the healthcare system.
Right. Do you want to stay in healthcare?
If I'm being completely transparent, I love what I do, but I also at the same time feel stuck.
Right.
Like when Eric was talking last episode about how he's like, the only way out is like, pretty much you're in, you're like, you're stuck.
Right.
I feel stuck.
You're not though. I know you are right this second. And I think I think with everything that you have, I feel like you feel more stuck because you put all this time and effort and money and you committed yourself to doing something that you thought was going to be endgame for you.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, you're never stuck. It's making a choice.
It's true.
I mean, if you want, you know what? I don't want to even be in healthcare anymore. I want to go be an architect. You literally could start school for that now. And stay a nurse until you graduated and then go be an architect if that's what you decided to do.
Yeah, this is true.
You know, I mean, you're never stuck. I just feel like there's a burnout that comes with doing what you're doing.
I'm completely burned out. And to be honest with you, the thought of even doing school much longer is exhausting to me. And I don't know if I can do that.
Right.
And that's like another thing too, is that I don't want to, especially like, can I? Yeah. Do I want to? No.
Right. I don't blame you.
You know, like I think that I have a hard time with that because I feel like getting out of healthcare all total I would feel empty, if I'm being honest with you.
No, I can say, and I mean, I've only been clinical clerical up until, you know, the next couple of days, then I'll be clinical. But even with that, like, healthcare has always been something that I wanted to be in since I was a little girl. I remember like the first thing I ever wanted to do at like 6-7 years old. So I was like, I want to be either a nurse, like working like labor and delivery, or doing NICU, or I wanted to be a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, those are the two things that I was like dead set on that I was going to be when I got older. Now, of course, life came in and like swept me off and was like, yeah, psych. You know what I mean? But in the same aspect, I've never given up on that dream. And even working in clerical, like, I loved working in the healthcare field.
Yes.
Per se. I didn't like working with the people I was working with in the situation I was in originally.
Correct.
And clerical it's never been my thing. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm good at it.
Yeah, but you're also very active.
I am very active in that aspect. I may be a big girl, but I'm active. Like, I am so ADHD like a motherfucker that I don't like sitting still for that long.
I know.
So I don't do good sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day. You know what I mean? I would rather be walking and running around and taking care of patients for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
5 days a week than do 8 hours of sitting at a desk.
Agreed. So. No, and I totally understand that. I think that you'd be, I think in anything that you choose in healthcare, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
I think it's a very, it's rewarding. You know what I mean? You're helping people and you get to see people. There's my throat goat. You get to see people, you get to see people on their worst days and help make them feel better. Or sometimes it's on their worst days and you just don't, but you're there to at least show someone that you're caring. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's a big part of me. I like to make people feel good.
Right.
I like them to be feel like they are heard and that they really have valid issues going on, and I want to be there to help them. Right. Like I, that's why I feel like I feel that's where I say I feel stuck. I think it's more of an emotional stuckness than an actual physical stuckness,
right?
Because I feel like I am where I'm meant to be, but I feel stunted. I don't know what it is. I just don't know what it is. But I know that, like,
do you think,
like, the sonography thing, like, I really was thinking about that hardcore, and I was like, dude, I could, like, with my degree, I only need, like, the college algebra and the physics, and then I can do that whole program and have that also under my belt.
Right.
Like, I know that there's ICU nurses who are also dual certified, and they're respiratory therapists as well. So they work both ICU and respiratory therapy. So they have dual certifications. And I was like, I could do that.
Right.
I could do like a 12-hour shift doing freaking nursing, or a 10-hour like I do now, and do 2 12s and make a PRN gig somewhere else. Right. You know what I mean? Like I could do both.
Do you just think maybe it's the specialty field that you're in that's just making you feel stunted?
No, not really, because I feel like there's a lot of areas in my what I do that I could go do things.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just 5 years of post-COVID and stress and healthcare not being what it used to be. And right. I mean, that's just an ongoing thing, is that
it's never going to be what it used to be.
No, across the board, we're talking about like healthcare is just, it's very different. It doesn't look the same anymore, and it's exhausting. And I think it's probably a level burnout.
Yeah, I agree.
It's 5.5 years of going, dude, what the fuck is this?
Maybe I just need to take like a month off of doing nothing.
Like when I travel nurse, I was so excited to go back, remember?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do that.
Like, do a travel nursing gig?
No, not like travel, but like take time off, because when I had that time off to reconnect with
you, were so excited to go back.
I was so happy to go back.
Yeah, maybe you just need to do that.
Maybe it's just that I need a break.
Yeah, save up some time and then just take like a month off.
Yeah,
like a full month. Like I have to,
like a sabbatical. Like I'm not kidding. Yeah. I'm genuinely not kidding.
Yeah,
it sucks.
I know
that I have to get there. You know, but
you'll figure it out though.
I know. For sure.
But anyways, we have been ranting and raving for an hour and 17 minutes. So
what?
So I think it's about that time that we
should wrap up. Down.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. So anyways, we do love to hear all listener stories, questions, anything that you want to write to us, comments.
Dude, fucking anything. Yes. I'm sick and tired of every week having to come up with plans to talk to you bitches about.
Yeah, like if you guys just even have like an episode idea of some, you'd be like, oh, I'd really love to hear an episode on this. Please email us.
Yeah.
Text us, message us, DM us. I don't give a shit what you want to do. You can send us an email at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com. You can get us on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, all of them. You can DM us on literally any of them, or you can even comment on any of our 15 major platforms that we're on for the podcast.
I know, something. Can someone interact, please?
Yeah, like tell us what you want to hear,
or tell us to shut the fuck up. One either way, two. Just fucking say something. Anyway, thank you. I hope, like, honestly though, I love you guys.
We love you.
We wouldn't be here without you. We love you so much.
And hopefully by the next episode, Liz will be feeling better and we'll have our moderator back.
Yes, we love her. Love you, miss you.
Love you, miss you.
Bye.
Until then, bye.
Bye.